Good morning, 6:38 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Dan Schebler. He is the Santa Rosa County Administrator, and we had a meeting yesterday. So welcome back. By the way, Happy New Year, Dan.
Happy New Year to you, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So this is our plan going forward, is every time we have a county commission meeting, we're going to have you on the morning after to give us a little bit of a recap and an update. I try to catch them all. I am not able to catch them all the time. But one of the things, this was the first evening sort of afternoon meeting. I think it was a 4:30 start time. How'd it go?
Good. I mean, it's something new we're trying, and we had good participation last night. We had a good audience. A lot of engagement at public forum. We put that right up front so people could, say what they needed to say. And then if they wanted to get home for dinner, they could, because we went about 6 hours last night.
Yeah, I had you off. I had you on off and on in the background. I'm like, oh my God, it's a meeting, so that's all right. Hey,
it's
I know
still
one
going.
Of the big. It's no kidding. I know one of the big things that you guys were dealing with was vaccinations. Before we talk about what was decided with that, I did want to give you credit, because I know on Monday y'all did a press conference announcing what was going to be happening with vaccinations and the rollout, and Brad Baker did a lot of that. To me, that was very useful. I was disappointed that in Escambia County we didn't have something similar. I understand the reasons why, a little bit of disorganization in terms of what to announce and a concern that you would maybe over promote something that only had scarce resources. But still, I thought that you guys doing that was a really helpful thing to give a heads up to the community about what was about to happen.
Well, I think, you know, we took the approach that we needed to get the message out there and kind of be clear. We knew that there was going to be way more response than we have vaccines in the area. And also we knew that we were going to be sort of overwhelmed by opening up our citizen information line. But we thought it was important to that demographic, to our 65 plus, who may not be as familiar with technology or have computers at home or smartphones, to give them an opportunity to call and talk to someone and have them helped through the registration process. So our call center did a great job Monday afternoon. The call started even before the press conference was over in 5 hours. I think they scheduled over 2,000 people.
And I know you processed about 2,000, if I'm not mistaken, on Thursday and Wednesday. And Sacred Heart had mentioned yesterday at the Escambia Agenda Review that they were in receipt already of more vaccine that they were planning to reopen on Monday. Will that include the Milton Community Center on Monday again?
Yes, sir. They've published those and made those appointments available. So we'll be having another mass vaccination at the Milton Community Center on Monday, and we're working some sites in the south end of our county that will hopefully allow those folks in Pensacola Beach to come across just one bridge and get access to that service.
Yeah, I love that too. Was mentioned many times on the other day, it's not just a residence of the county, because these are really federal vaccines through the state. And obviously with the bridge being out, that's a much more efficient way to do things for the folks on Pensacola Beach. So I'm glad that that's going to work out. You guys were also taking up the issue yesterday, I think, of sort of helping fund the vaccination program that Sacred Heart is delivering, right?
Yeah, we did. We've Sacred Heart started the first drive-through testing back in March, and we partnered with them about six months ago almost now to facilitate rapid turnaround testing in Santa Rosa County. They had the lab facilities, and they were able to provide that 48-hour turnaround. This vaccination program and plan and the agreement that the board considered and approved last night is the next step in that. The funding will help offset some of the infrastructure and administrative costs going forward from this point for residents of Santa Rosa County that are vaccinated through that program. We're also working with our other medical partners. Our own Santa Rosa Medical Center is getting vaccines and facilitating or vaccinating their staff and their medical providers. Our health department is providing vaccinations, and the pharmacies are working long-term care facilities. So it's a multi-pronged approach. We're also working with Baptist Hospital now to bring vaccinations to, like I mentioned, Gulf Breeze, and eventually even up to Jay. So it's, as I think Commissioner Cole said, and it's a term I'm familiar with from my prior career, it's an all-hands-on-deck sort of effort to get as many vaccines as we can. And the governor said if we get them out and get them in people's arms, he'll get us more. So we're going to hold him to that.
Yeah, no, that's all good news. The one thing, I tell you, just listening to Eric Gilmore, who's the emergency manager in Escambia, talk about this at the agenda review in Escambia yesterday, was I still just can't believe that the way you get vaccines in Florida is you just call Jared Moskowitz. I mean, just, you know, like, that's the mechanism. You call the emergency manager and say, hey, bro, send me some vaccine. I'm like, but it's getting out and it's getting in people's arms. So that's take the win, I guess.
I think anyway. Yeah, I think there's a little, you demonstrate you can get them out and do it in a mass way. I mean, I think the programs that we ran at Olive Baptist Church in partnership with Sacred Heart and the Milton Community Center, yeah, demonstrated what could be done in a short period of time. And I think the governor saw that firsthand. So that helps.
Absolutely. Hey, one of the other things I wanted to ask you about, just because I know this is on everybody's mind, just to make sure I'm up to speed on where we're at. ECUA, I think, says that they are not going to be doing any trash collection in Santa Rosa County anymore. They're picking up bins even as we speak. Do we have any update on where trash stands, especially in the North End after all of the brouhaha last year?
There hasn't been any change since we talked last time. I think there will be some ongoing discussions, but you're right. ECUA is picking up bins. They've completed their last service. They've even communicated to us that, you know, if people have trash remaining in their bins, they'll take the trash and the bin when they come to get it. Waste Pro is serving the majority of the customers in the North End. Adams Sanitation is also has a customer base. I'm not sure what that number is. And then we're focused now on completing that transition, and then Waste Pro will transition the south end of the county too, to the new service level, the new trash cans, new vehicles, all that sort of stuff, starting in April. So it's a phased approach, and there'll be, I'm sure, ongoing discussions, and we'll have future agenda items, I'm sure, on the topic. But it was nice to have a meeting where we didn't talk about trash.
Yeah, 6 hours and no trash talk, I guess that's probably a good way to describe it. Hey, we're talking to Dan Schebler. He's the Santa Rosa County Commissioner, County Administrator. You know, I think a lot of people are maybe of the opinion that, like, Sally and debris collection and funding for all that is all over. But you had something with this last night, too, right?
Well, I think we were talking, you know, a little bit before the show. There's a lot of government work, and just as one of my former commissioners says, the blocking and tackling. And you know, we fortunately were in the position where we had money in a disaster reserve, and we had to transfer a large chunk of money last night just to continue to pay those bills. We are essentially completing debris cleanup, doing those last checks around now, and getting ready to close out that contract. But there's still repair work going on, beach renourishment because of the erosion that occurred. So it's a process. We're really just partway through that, and then getting the reimbursement from FEMA to replenish that disaster reserve is very important.
Hey, I just got a text in from a caller, and I'm going to do my best to translate this. I think what they're asking is, will you take up the issue of getting the exit, the right turn lane on Garson Point Road south onto 98 extended? I'm assuming that's because traffic backs up there and interferes with the other lanes. If I misunderstand the question, caller, I apologize. But Dan, do you have any update on the future of that intersection, at least during the current interim time?
No, I don't. I participate or just monitor the FDOT weekly calls that occur on, really, it's the Pensacola Bay Bridge, and that is not an issue that's come up. I know there was some FDOT work that extended the turn lanes up there around I-10, but not at the south end down there in 98, but I'll certainly ask a question about that. I don't have any additional information at this time.
Okay, perfect. And that's just I just wanted to raise the issue. I hope I got the summary of the question right, but I think that's what they were getting at. And so if I missed it, I'm sure Davis will let me know. As he says, I got it right. All right, perfect. One other thing that I wanted to ask you about is, I know, a lot of people were a little bit concerned about the way that the county attorney was let go, but more particularly the fact that there is not a single county attorney at the moment. But it's my understanding that, you know, you still have legal representation and you have a search going. But right now, things are basically stable. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yeah. After the December 10th meeting, Actually, a particular law firm was mentioned in the meeting, and it was a law firm I was familiar with, with lawyers that I had worked with in previous situations with the county. We contracted and signed an interim services agreement, so that firm is going to provide legal representation for the county in this interim period. I don't know how long that interim period may last. We talked a little bit about it last night. The board is not going to rush into anything. They want to take their time and look at their options, whether to outsource, which is kind of what we are doing right now by default, or to hire another in-house counsel. So there, as Mr. Cole mentioned last night, I gave him some homework. I said, here's a couple things. Go study these things and provide me some feedback. And I think it'll probably be 60 or 90 days before we launch into a full-fledged search. And one of the first decisions will be, do we bring in another attorney onto staff, or do we outsource as we're doing now in this interim period?
Yeah, I mean, you may find that you like the current, this arrangement even better. I mean, who knows? Sometimes you're forced to try a thing and it turns out to be a blessing. Well, Dan Schebler, he is the county administrator. I know you guys also worked on the strategic plan and a bunch of other stuff. 6 hours is a long time. But Dan, thanks for the time this morning. Thanks for helping administer the county and, make sure that things run well. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again after the next meeting.
Thanks, Andrew.